Right, well, first of all, thanks very much for talking to me about Maze Runner.
Of course.
What a film to get involved in. Does it feel like you're on the brink of something quite big with this?
A few people have kind of hinted towards that recently, and I suppose we've kind of only cottoned on that may be a possibility now, once we're all doing the press for everything and seeing its reaction once it's come out. But certainly not during the making of it. It was very much, it was just our job. That was what we were there to do. And we were there to try and tell this story as best we could.
We had Kaya in a little while ago, and she was saying, you know, that you guys actually got on really well and that you were doing loads of things beforehand. So you did a lot of team bonding, am I right?
We did. I mean, they got us out 2 weeks or something before, I think, something like that. For the Brits to get over jet lag and to get comfortable with one another and just to get to know each other and hang out together. The director really wanted us to hang out together. And he thought the best place for us to hang out would just be on set. So we would go to set every day and hang out in the glade and just chill together and kind of learn our surroundings of where we're supposed to be. And then they got these two US Marines in to kind of work with us on hand-to-hand combat and just kind of build us up as comrades, really, and teach us how to use our knives for chopping down trees and utilizing plants and trees and all things around us. And yeah, so it was a fun kind of boys scouts day out, but kind of masked as a team building exercise.
So you can actually do all those things now?
I know how to use a machete, yes.
Are you quite good at it?
I kind of got into it. I actually ended up with blisters in my hands.
Oh my God. Yeah. So that's good though. So it's dedication.
Yeah, that's great character. Fun. Yeah.
And how much of it is physically there then?
Well, the glade, pretty much everything, except the massive walls surrounding it. And even then we did have sections of the walls. We had doors and they did open. They weren't as high as they are in the film, but we had the treehouse, we had all the beds, Frypan's hut, all the huts and all the structures within the glade were really built there.
Because I always wonder when you're watching films like this and you kind of think, how much are they actually reacting to and how much are they having to be really, really creative?
Well, we were quite lucky in that we had quite a lot to react to, including the weather and the surroundings and stuff. And I think we look hot and sweaty in the film, which is exactly what we were, which is nice.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't really fake that.
No.
And are you all still pretty close as a cast?
Very much so, yeah. We have a group WhatsApp texting thing going on all the time. I've got 13 unread messages in my pocket at the moment. and it's full of things from, you know, professional talking about the next one up to silly little vines and videos and pictures and stuff.
And is the prep for the next one already starting? When are you going to be?
Yeah, I go out next week.
Next week? Wow.
Yeah, I know.
So they sort of finish all the press and then straight back in.
Yeah.
So is that quite nice, actually, that you're kind of getting to sort of relive film one in a weird way?
Yeah. It's not something I've done, other than Game of Thrones, where we come back for the next season. I've never gone back to a character before. So I'm actually really looking forward to that. I think it'd be nice. And I think they've tried to get quite a few of the same crew in and the people that work really well together, try and bring them back to recreate or improve on the Maze Runner for the Scorch Trials.
Incredible. And actually, I do have to ask about Game of Thrones. Were you all quite close on Game of Thrones as well? It was a similar sort of atmosphere?
Well, yeah. Yes, I mean, on Maze Runner, we were in every day, all of us. And so we were always there. We were always, either we were in or we were back at the hotel, so we'd see each other every day, all of us. On Game of Thrones, it's kind of you're in and out all the time. And because it's such a huge cast, you don't always actually get to meet everyone, let alone hang out with them. But I know in season 3 I was pretty lucky. I got to hang out with most people and just pure luck of scheduling that I was there when everyone else was there. It was great fun.
And do you always keep in touch now? Obviously you're no longer part of Game of Thrones.
I know.
Is it quite sad leaving something like that and something as big as that?
It's not sad. No, I don't find it sad. I mean, I'm privileged to have been in it, and it's nice to come into a well-established show, do your thing, and Game of Thrones is known for its wonderful deaths, so to have one of those is a great salute as you go away.
It's very true. I guess there's a whole group of you that can just connect over the fact that you're all the dead characters.
Yeah, we had a dead meeting.
Oh, did you actually? Yeah, what happened in your dead meeting?
We just talked about dying, and comparing deaths.
So whose death are you jealous of?
Joffrey's is pretty good. I do like Joffrey's. Also, it's kind of because everyone wants it. People have been wanting his death for ages, and then when it actually happens, you can't help but feel sorry for the guy.
And did you know about your death beforehand? Did you read the books, or how did you find out?
No. And apparently, Jojen is only hinted at being dead. He's not actually technically dead in the books, so it came as a surprise.
That's not always very nice, is it?
That was all right, though.
Well, maybe things can change. You never know. It's a kind of mystical world.
It can always change. I could do an Obi-Wan Kenobi and come back as a teaching ghost to Bran.
Who knows? But I have been looking. Doesn't it look you're going to be quite busy aside from Maze Runner? That looks like there's a lot in the works.
Yeah, there's little bits and bobs here and there to keep me busy, which is nice. And they're all different bits and bobs.
What kind of things have you got? Can you tell me?
I've got a thing I finished doing not that long ago, actually. It's called Wolf Hall. It's based on the books by Hilary Mantel and Bringing Out the Bodies. And that's with Mark Rylance playing Thomas Cromwell. And I got to play Rafe Sadler, who's it's a very serious political Tudor piece, you know, very different to Maze Runner, which is great. Yeah, I love doing that. And it was very historical, and you really had to read up on just mannerisms of how Tudors would talk, walk, speak, eat, and really try and pin that down. And it was just such a pleasure to work with someone like Mark Rylance, who's considered to be just, you know, one of the best of our generation and of his. And then I've got a voiceover job I'm doing at the moment called Thunderbirds, which I was a huge fan of when I was a kid, and so was my dad.
Is your dad very proud?
Yes, and jealous. I get to be a Tracy.
See, running around and being like, my son is a Tracy.
Yeah, it's very cool, yeah, both of us.
And then, and I could be totally wrong, because this is Wikipedia, and Wikipedia does prove to be wrong.
Yeah.
I know. It seems to be saying you're going to be potentially in the Power Rangers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
yeah.
Does it say what colour?
Blue. No, this is not true.
No idea.
Do you need to get on an edit?
No idea.
Well, someone's decided.
My agent has been leaving a lot of missed calls on my phone, so maybe that's what it's about.
Maybe. Would you want to be a Power Ranger?
You could just get your double to do it, because they just wear a helmet the whole time, don't they?
You wouldn't have to do any of the stunts yourself.
Yeah, they don't do anything, do they?
I don't know. It's been years since I was watching it, to be honest. I must have only watched it like
when I was
younger.
Do an awful lot of over-the-top hand movements. And,
yeah. But you are, I guess you are fully trained in fighting now, so...
Fully, yeah.
Exactly.
Black belt in all levels of fighting.
All martial arts, yeah. Of course. Totally understand. And actually, I do have to say, one of the big things that kind of struck me, sounds like you see, when I looked at your age, and I was like, oh my God, you're like literally just a year younger than me, almost to the day. I thought, but I still see you as... Little Boy in Love, Actually, which is so silly.
It comes around every Christmas.
Every Christmas. Do you feel like you're ever going to take that off, or does it bother you at all? Or
it doesn't. No, it doesn't bother me. I don't think I am necessarily going to shake it off. I think that will always be part of me, and that's something I'm perfectly okay with and proud of. It's a good film, and people love it, and that's great. That's what every actor wants is. To be able to do a big hitting film and for people to just absolutely fall in love with it and to become a Christmas classic. I mean, it's great. It's a wonderful thing to have done. So no, I don't resent it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. But do you feel like you are now at a stage where you're not necessarily shaking it off, but you are definitely moving into, like you said, more serious things you're doing, period dramas and things. So you feel like there's a real shift and it started to...
Yeah, I mean, even after Love, Actually. Well, I went on and did Nanny McPhee afterwards, which is... Slightly different, but it was technically period.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, just not quite so far back.
I've always aimed to try and mix it up and do as many different things as possible, and that's what I'm still doing at the moment, which is great.
Well, fantastic. Well, thank you very much for speaking to me. Really good luck
you're
with
welcome.
The film. I'm sure.
Thank you.
I kind of can't believe it's been out in so many. It's staggered release, isn't it? It's a bit weird that.
I know. It hasn't even come out here, and we're literally going off next week
and
to start
the
next
one.
So
many of you are Brits as well.
I know. I don't know why that is.
That what's great about that is there's so many of you that everyone wants to go and see as well. Fantastic. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Enjoy your coffee.